Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep and doesn't know where to find them. Leave them alone and they'll come home and bring their tails behind them. An article by Ruth Gletchen in yesterday's Times brought that nursery back to mind, nursery rhyme back to mind. The article by Ruth Gletchen began with a chilling sentence: Roman Catholics have been deserting their church in their thousands. And she quotes an ultra-conservative named Chris Gillibrand as her source. And in the course of a long article, she piles on the lurid statistics, leaving the reader in no doubt about the great slide that was happening in church attendance. And in the very last sentence, when most readers had already probably made up their minds and got the message, she quotes a spokesperson for the Bishops of England and Wales Conference, Claire Ward, who says, "Throughout 2013, parishes and cathedrals have reported big rises in congregation numbers." I suspect that most people reading the article will remember mostly the bleak opening sentence, while probably dismissing the good news at the end as a bit of window dressing by the bishops. There is no doubt whatever, surely, that a good many people leave off practicing their faith in all denominations these days. Little Bo Peep keeps losing her sheep, and the churches are desperately trying to know where to find them again. But dare we say that some of the faith that is lost, or is supposed to be lost, is not a very real faith? Faith can only be real if it has a deep foundation, and usually that means being tested by time and by experience and by struggle. I suspect most of us can remember a time when our own faith was a bit shallow, when the practice of our faith was routine and perhaps a bit mechanical, done because we were told to do it. And I suspect that many of us who have lived through the last 50 years have been very glad to shed some of it, and glad that something much stronger has taken its place. A faith that is not mainly concerned with keeping the rules, but a faith that is concerned with serving in love. A friend of mine who split up with her husband after 20 years of marriage, Fiona, and a second relationship broke down after 8 years in 2011. But out of the heartbreak came something she never expected, a new faith. Someone lent her a book that set her on a new road. And in a recent letter, she tells me how her new faith, which has seen God's love overflowing in her life, overflowing into new ways of expressing that love. Here is her story. In early September, I went back to the old people's home. And since then, I'm going almost every evening at 5 to feed Phil, a tiny little woman with Alzheimer's disease, who is hard to hear and speaks in disconnected sentences. So tenderness has become our language. Tenderness is a vital food, far more important than the actual soup I'm giving her. People like Fiona, and we have many instances of it, who return to faith, discover that they've never really lost it. They're surprised to find that all the time it has lain in their hearts, not as a dead thing, but as a developing thing. And coming back to faith, coming back to God, was like waking up to something that had been there all the time. Faith, I suggest, is not something you have or haven't. Faith is what you do in moments when you are in danger. What you do when you're in danger of losing your bearings in life. What you do when you're in danger of drowning in some whirlpool. You turn to God and find the strength to hold on, believing that God is there with you. The three kings in our gospel lost their star. They didn't have the patience to wait to hold on. The star did reappear, but in the meantime they'd gone looking for other help and had gone, as we know, to the most dangerous place they could go. Fortunately, God put them back on the right track. The star reappeared, and they went home by another way, avoiding the wily Herod. When our star disappears for a time, we can hold on, knowing that he who has taken care of us up to this point will not let go of us. Somebody who struggled for many years with faith and with cancer says, "The thing to fear is not that God will withdraw. The thing to fear is not that God will withdraw, but that my ability to perceive him will atrophy." Will you also go away, as Jesus says to the disciples in John chapter 6, at a moment when the crowds were deserting him in their thousands? And Peter has the courage and the faith to say, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." So I suggest that by our presence here this morning, we are saying the same to Jesus. No matter how many may give up, we at the beginning of this new year are saying to Jesus, with a faith that maybe has been severely tested in 2013, but from hearts that remain true to him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the word of life. You are the star we choose to follow in this coming year."